Standard & Poor's warned today it might lower its rating on U.S. government debt, sending stocks on their worst slide in a month. S&P still gives U.S. government debt a AAA rating, its best. But the credit rating agency also expressed doubts that Washington would move quickly to curb the country's mounting budget deficits. Of the 17 countries rated AAA, the U.S. is the only one to see its rating outlook cut to negative. The Dow shed 140 points, or 1.1%, to close at 12,202. The S&P dropped 15 points, ending at 1,305. The Nasdaq slid 29 points to 2,735. We will talk now about the markets and why S&P's warnings rattled them with Kelly Evans of the Wall Street Journal. Welcome back to the 411, Kelly.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Let's explain exactly what this means to downgrade the outlook for U.S. debt to negative.
Well, practically speaking, it doesn't mean much. An actual downgrade to U.S. debt has wide implications because it's basically plugged into a formula that determines how investors allocate their money and what countries are AAA and what countries aren't makes a big difference. But what's happened here isn't that the U.S. has lost its AAA rating. It's just that S&P is saying it may lose it at some point. So this is kind of a necessary step, to a large degree an expected step in that process. The U.S. hasn't lost its AAA rating ever. And because we have a machine called the printing press, it's not likely that we will. But what it will do is certainly offer a lot of ammunition, certainly politically, for people to press for budget cuts, a move towards austerity. And that's why you're seeing the market reaction today, stocks selling off and treasury rates falling, because people are sort of interpreting this as a sign that those measures, those austerity measures, could weigh a little bit on growth.
So this is the warning shot across the bow from S&P. What prompted this action now?
Good question. It could have been the budget debate and sort of their review of basically looking at that political process and saying it cast them down on the viability of reaching an agreement. The last time that we saw parts of the U.S. placed on negative outlook in the mid-90s was similarly when we were approaching a debt ceiling and had a debate somewhat like now about a government shutdown. So it's not unprecedented, and it's probably, again, a reflection of the political climate.
You mentioned that this action today is likely to heat up talks of budget cutting in Washington. The market could react the same way if the White House doesn't reach a deal with lawmakers to raise the nation's debt ceiling. Many Republicans are taking a hard line against boosting the ceiling. Do you think today's events will change the terms of that debate?
What's interesting is I think it will offer Republicans a lot of ammunition, or people who basically want to bring the debt load down, to bring deficits down. They'll be able to sort of, hold this in the air and say, look, S&P has placed the U.S. on negative downgrade. We've got to do something about this problem. We've got to do something big, and we've got to do it now. The risk, of course, being that anything that's done is likely to weigh, again, on sort of economic growth prospects. And so what you're seeing, the concern you're seeing show up in the market a little bit is basically that that downgrades then the outlook for growth potentially and could make it harder in the future for us to grow our way out of this problem. But again, to the degree that it kind of forestalls a lot of the backlash that people have right now about what they perceive as sort of unlimited spending and a lack of a lack of initiative in Washington. Basically, if this helps quiet some of the public or political unrest, even if it means a slightly lower growth rate, then that's probably a reality we're going to have to live with.
This action comes right in the middle of earnings season. This week, about a fifth of the companies in the S&P 500 are reporting. What's the outlook, and could today's events have any effect?
Certainly what people are focused on is whether profit margins have peaked and are now beginning to fall, and to what degree companies are able to pass on commodity prices so that we're not just seeing these first round, as economists would call them, first round increases in food and gas prices, but second round increases in the things we buy at stores and in general rise in the price level. So because we don't have wage inflation right now, or at least a high degree of wage inflation, people aren't optimistic that they'll be able to pass these prices on forever and as much as they would like to. But a lot of what we're going to find out this week is you know, going to put that that is going to test that out. And I will just say too, there are a lot of companies, a lot of industries, a lot of sectors that depend on government spending: defense, healthcare, technology. I mean, the government shows up everywhere, and so if there's less government spending, obviously, if there's any less economic growth more broadly as a result of what we're seeing this week, you'll begin to see an impact there as well.
Kelly Evans writes the daily column Ahead of the Tape for the Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much for joining us on WNYC's Financial 411.